Man, I tell y'all what. I'm going to be real honest with y'all. I woke up this morning with a real dangerous mentality, or the beginning of a real dangerous mentality that I was starting to get back to. And I woke up this morning and kind of put a smile across my face and some good energy back in my body. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again, family. Family, I hope everything's been going well with you. I hope everything's been going well with your family. I hope things are going great in your life because, man, oh, man, do I have to tell y'all about what's going on with me. So, let me just give y'all a quick recap. I'm going to give y'all a recap, and I'm going to tell y'all a story, and I'm going to tell y'all what it led to. Okay. So, it's no secret. If you listen to my Punched in the Mouth podcast, it's no secret. I spent last week about depressed as hell. I can't even front with you about that shit. Shout out to everybody who checked in on me. Like, thank you so much. Like, I appreciated that shit. Like, I know it goes, like, it doesn't go unacknowledged. It doesn't go unchecked. Like, thank you so much. Like, the people who just called, checked on me, like, hey, Vince is going to be all right, man. Keep your head up. Keep pushing, all that good shit. Like, thank y'all so much because it truly meant a lot to me. But it's no secret. I spent last week about depressed as hell. I told y'all, I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, trying to find another job because the other job didn't work out. You know, wanting some things to line up that just didn't seem to be lining up the proper way and all that good shit. I told y'all, man. So I'd say around Thursday of last week, maybe the same day I dropped the podcast. Around Thursday. Y'all know I got this black and mild lit this time. Yes, it's a black. Around Thursday, same time I dropped the podcast, moving down here, I really wanted to continue my music as well because that's something that's truly important to me. And being down here and having so much shit be on your mind and so much shit be on your chest sometimes, it's kind of hard to make music with a clear head, to get everything set up and to get everything, to get that ball of momentum rolling back in the right direction. So I was thankful. Shout out to my homeboy Justice. I hit Justice up as I was on the way down here. I said, hey man, is there any places that I could possibly perform while I'm down here? Like, do you know any open mic events? Do you know anybody that's holding some shit? Like, so thankful for that man, because that man sent me a whole list of people, like, of places. He sent me a list of places I can go to do some open mic nights, and he sent me a couple people to follow on Instagram. So I'm like, bet, cool. So I hopped on Instagram, I followed him, and I was looking on one of the pages, you know, because I was getting antsy. Y'all know how I get. When I really start getting low and I really start getting down, I start getting antsy because I want to branch back out. That's not a mentality of mine that I just like to stay in, regardless of what may have brought me to that level. I don't like to stay there. I'm a very positive individual. I like to keep positivity around me. I like to keep good energy and smiles around me. I like to be the best possible version of me that I can be. And sometimes when you get low and you get down, you got to go out your way to find things that's going to bring you back up. So I was scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find me somewhere to perform. I'm going to find me something to do. I'm going to find me a way for me to get back out there. And I stumbled upon a showcase called the Life's a Gamble Showcase. And I couldn't think of a better name. So I hit up dude who was hosting the event. You know, it was his event that he was sponsoring, all that good shit like that. And I asked him, I said, is there a way I can get on the card? Because it said it was coming up. October 2nd was the day of the event. So, you know, I didn't really hit him up with a lot of notice what I was coming with. You know, I just had to see, yo, do you have any more slots open to perform? He said, hell yeah, I do. So he told me how I can enter. I did all my steps. I did all my procedures. I went ahead and said, you know what, fuck it. It's time we get back on stage. It's time I make my debut. A couple of y'all might have seen the promo on my Instagram. You might have seen it on my Snapchat. You probably saw it on my Facebook, too. So, you know, I'm like, bet. It's time for me to get back out there. So I sent out the invite to a couple people. I told a couple people who were down here, you know, maybe I was going to get somebody to show up and all that good stuff like that. So trying to get myself amped up, trying to get myself ready to go. But I treat being on stage kind of like I used to treat playing football. I was never a hype person before the game. I was the type of person, leave me the fuck alone. I'm a focus. I'm going to envision what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do what I came here to do. And that's burn this motherfucker down. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be on point. I'm going to be live. I'm going to have energy. I'm going to be hype. I'm going to do what I came here to do. So finally, Thursday runs by. Friday runs by. Saturday comes up. Okay. Okay. I'm ready to go. And like I said, I'm still depressed, sad, low, whatever you want to call it, alone, all that good shit throughout the rest of the week, all the way up till Saturday, right? Still feeling that shit a little bit Saturday. Had to break that little cycle just to get ready to get up and go to the show, right? And I was sitting there, and I really, you know, I didn't start getting dressed till late, and I started to amp it and started to feel myself a little bit. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm ready to go. And when it finally came time, like, I know a lot of artists don't show up on time, but when they say show up on time, especially for a place that I ain't never been, for some people that I ain't never been around, I'm going to be there on time. Because I at least want to get a feel for the environment. I at least want to get a feel for what's about to happen. So I showed up on time. I did. Got a chance to meet the host. Shout out Roulette. Cool ass dude, smooth ass dude. Boy came dressed fresh and a motherfucker. You should have seen the shoes. Oh, you should have seen the shoes. That nigga was fresh as hell that night. You know, I even had to compliment him on that shit. I said, bro, you looking sharp as a motherfucking tack out here, dog. He said, man, listen, I never understand why people like to curate their own events and come out in street clothes. I said, that's facts. I said, man, listen, when you coming out and you hosting, you at least gotta let them know this my event. This why I came dressed like that. He said, hell yeah. So we got the vibing on that shit. I went inside, got my little wristband. First thing I did was, you know, I met the DJ first. Shout out DJ Scott King. Man, coolest motherfucking DJ I done met so far. One of the coolest DJs I done met so far. I done met a couple cool ass DJs. So met the DJ. You know what I'm saying? Dapped up a couple people that, you know, might have been performing, might have just been there chilling or whatever, whatever. You know, got a chance to introduce them to Venzel. Got a chance to introduce them to the person I was. But on the inside, I was still feeling a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? You still feeling a little down. You just kind of, you know what I'm saying? You giving them the motion. You giving them the rundown. You giving them what it's supposed to be. And I sat at the bar for a second. Just take a little second of myself. Got me a little Long Island. Long Island was delicious. It was wonderful. I'm not even going to lie to you. Long Island was just, it was one of those Long Islands that you go, oh, this shit hitting. Mixed properly, all that good shit. Oh, yeah, this shit wonderful. So, sat there for a minute, and like I said, it's probably around 7:20, 7:30. And it ain't too many people that done came in there yet. Like, the event ain't really done got started. It say it starts at 7, but y'all niggas know how niggas do. That shit does not start at 7. That shit starts at 8:45, 9 o'clock. And just like that shit started at 8:45, 9 o'clock. But once I got up in there and I started talking to people, and I found my spot. I found my chair that I was going to be sitting in. And to tell you the truth, like I said, everybody was funneling out, all that good stuff like that. Niggas going outside to smoke with the DJ and everybody chilling and talking. And, you know, it was a couple times where it won't nobody in that room besides me and the music. Either anybody else hadn't shown up yet, or everybody else had gone outside. But it wasn't nobody in that room besides me and the music. So shout out Scott King for setting up all his equipment and just letting the music rock sometimes. And I was just vibing, cooling, chilling. Not worried about nothing. Not worried about shit. You know, still talking to myself in my head. Hey, bro, you got this. Hey, bro, you gonna be good. Hey, bro, we gonna kill this shit. Hey, bro, we gonna do what we came here to do. Still pumping myself up in my head, but quiet, you know. Niggas come through, niggas talk about some shit, da 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 da. And I get to laughing with them, cracking up with them. And then, you know, we have a couple jokes and then they go do what they do. Because don't nobody know me. Ain't nobody in there to talk to me. I'm the new face. I'm the face that ain't nobody seen before. Who is this nigga? Right? So I'm all right. But like I said, still on the inside, I'm feeling nervous. I can't even cap with y'all. Feeling a little nervous. And nervous and hopeful. Not hopeful of my performance goes well. I plan for my performance to go well. But, you know, I hope that somebody would at least show up that I invited. You know? I did. I had some hope. I kept looking back. I tell y'all the truth. I think I looked back at that door until I went on stage. I'd be vibing, rapping, chilling, da-da-da-da, listening to music, watching some of the other people perform. And I look back at the door, nothing. Rapping, vibing, chilling. Look back at the door, nobody. Hoping, at least. I'm like, man, maybe somebody gonna show up to come support me. Come show me some love. So like I said, I told a couple people. I'm like, just maybe. So I say around 8:45 roll around, 9 o'clock roll around. We finally start getting the performances going. So we finally start getting the chance to see some of these artists that are local and around here. And they really putting on a show. Like I was in the presence of truly gifted and truly talented artists. Like, that's why I wanted to be there. Because I didn't come here to play. And I knew for a fact, this ain't like no open mic night. These people ain't come here to play either. I can tell that by the way they all started filing in before the performances happened. Because as everybody was coming in with their crew. Everybody was coming in with their posse. Old girl came in with her homegirls. Niggas came in with they niggas. You know what I'm saying? Even tall white dude, he was rapping to King Wakefield. King Wakefield came in with his girl and then brought all the white people in too. Like, everybody came with their own groups of people to see them perform. And you know what I'm saying? I keep looking back at the door, looking back at the door, looking back at the door. Nothing. Nobody. I said, shit. All right. That's cool. That's cool. Hey, bro, you got this. Hey, bro, you going to be good. Hey, bro, you going to be straight. Don't even worry about it. You good. You straight. And I think it finally rolled around to about 10 o'clock, 10:15. I can't truly remember the time I went on, but when they finally called, all right, so we got Nani Green going next. By the way, Nani Green ended up coming in the first place. Her vibe and her shit was awesome. Like I said, she came in with her homegirls. Like, that shit was, and they, of course, they had the camera lights flashing and all that shit like that. Like, her shit was dope as hell. Like, I can't even front. You know what I'm saying? Of course, motherfucker, we got Nani Green coming up in the after Nani Green. We got Vin XL. Of course, everybody say my name wrong, but that's okay. Please, by all means, say my name wrong. I'm going to correct you, and you're going to know who the fuck I am by the time I leave that goddamn stage. I got it. Don't even worry about it. So, listen to Nani Green. She puts on the show. And then, here come my time. So, they hand me a mic. And I'm thankful. Because who I needed to show up, showed the fuck up. Vincent was sitting in that chair hyping Vincent up. And to tell you the truth, Vincent, everybody has those versions of themselves that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got that low version of themselves when you're going through some shit and you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you really in it. Like, Vincent is the type of nigga to take shit to heart. Like, all them losses I took throughout the week and all that motherfucking feeling I was doing in my chest and all the overthinking I was doing in my head and all that shit, Vincent was taking all them shots. And Vincent was the motherfucker back in middle school who was wearing football jerseys and sweatpants, and they roasted a nigga for that shit, and that nigga took that shit to heart and then never wore sweatpants at least until high school again. When a nigga decided to be comfortable and fuck everybody else. Like, that was a different story. Like, what was it, high school or was it college? I don't know. But when it was fuck everybody else, that's when the niggas start coming out of that shit, bro. You know, it's that little side of you that, you know, it's the side of you that you had to overcome to get to a different place. And like I said, I had got so low that my confidence was so deep down in me. And like I said, sitting in that chair and vibing, it was Vincent. You know, Vincent loved music. Vincent just loved to be there. Vincent want good for everybody. You know, Vincent tried to see the good in the world. It's kind of even wild to say my own name like it ain't me. But Vincent just, you know, he's so good and so sweet and so wholesome on the inside. And it was like, yeah. But when they handed me that microphone, I can't tell you that Vincent got out that chair, because he didn't. When he handed me that microphone, motherfucking Big Vince came back. And it felt so wonderful. I told my father this shit today, and it kind of sounded wild as I said it, but it was almost like I blacked out and went into doing how I naturally am, doing what I naturally do, talking in the way that I naturally speak, really being in my motherfucking element. Oh, when I tell you Vince got out that goddamn chair, everybody, hey, man, do me a favor, make some noise for your motherfucking selves one time. I don't know this crowd. I don't know these people. I kept looking at the door until I got up out that chair. Then I didn't give a fuck who came in anymore. Won't nobody coming in there for me. Won't nobody coming in there to see me. They was coming in there to see the artists that they know, that they fuck with, that they rock with. I don't give a fuck. I got a crowd. And even if I don't got a crowd, I got a microphone. So you know what the fuck I'm going to do? I'm going to put on a show. And not only am I going to put on a show, I'm going to put on the best show I can put on to my ability. Nigga, Vince showed the fuck back up. God, that shit, it was almost like a breath of fresh air. It was like, it was just... It filled your lungs. It was a beautiful sight to see. And didn't nobody understand what they were seeing besides me. I can tell you right now, after I got that microphone and I performed my songs, I was so hyped during them songs, trying to hype that crowd up to catch that crowd's attention, that it was just, I don't want to say it was an outer body experience, but I was jamming to my own shit, trying to make you jam to my shit, because my shit is some of the best shit that you hear in the night, and even I know that. Oh my God. When I tell you it was like a fresh spring day, it was like the flowers was blooming, the bees was buzzing, it was a nice day outside, it was like the sun came out. Out of being rainy and stormy all fucking week. Over some shit that you can control, some shit that you can't control, overthinking, feeling too much, being all in your motherfucking self. It was like the fucking sun came up. Oh, I can't imagine to tell y'all how good of a feeling it was to me. Even with nobody there to see me, even with no support in my corner, even with the people that I wanted to show up for me, not there. I didn't give a fuck. All I knew was I had a microphone and an audience willing to listen, and I had a show to put on. That's all that mattered. And I put on that show. And I rocked that fucking crowd. And I did my thing. I performed my music. And I performed it not sitting there feeling how I felt the entire week. No. I perform my music like it deserves to be heard. When I tell y'all, when I tell you, hold on, big ass, I don't know what this motherfucking Rottweiler is that flew on my goddamn car, but let me wind my window up real fast. Let me just, I don't know if I ever seen a motherfucking bug like that. That nigga is huge. That nigga came with his own social security number. I said, no, sir, I'm not hiring. I'm actually trying to get me a better job. Anyways, I digress. Man, listen. When I tell y'all that it felt, I can't tell y'all how good it felt for me to finally put the side of me that feels too much, that thinks too much, that gets all in his fucking thoughts and shit like that, and all in his motherfucking chest, and just want good for the world, and just hoping everything go the way that he wanted to go. When I got a chance to put that nigga away for a second and just be fucking me. Oh my God. Hey man, listen, I don't even smoke weed no more. But to all my weed smokers, and I even relate this to my drinkers in a minute, give me a second. To all my weed smokers, you ever took a little hiatus off weed and got your chance to hit that first blunt coming back, and you let that smoke fill your lungs, and you said, and that that breath of fresh air, quote unquote fresh air, came out. For all my drinkers, y'all ever took a little hiatus off drinking? Said, I don't want to drink right now. I got a couple things to focus on. I got a couple things to get right. And then you finally got everything right, and you got your chance to put your lips on that glass again and feel that liquid, that nectar, fill up your gut, and you go, ooh, that's what I've been missing. That's it. That's it right there. Oh, my God. That's how it felt. That's how it felt. It was my breath of fresh air. Because to have nobody all night besides me and the music, and then when it's time for me to go on stage, who's there with me? Me and the music. The motherfucker I needed to show up showed the fuck up, and that was me. Motherfucking me. Long as I got me in the music, shit, I'm straight. You can't tell me nothing. I'm all right. I'm good. I am A-okay. Oh my. Truly, man, I can't tell you. I can't tell you how great of a feeling it was. So I got off stage after rocking the crowd. And I was thankful because in a situation like that, it wasn't like an open mic night type crowd. Everybody in there wasn't there to vibe with everybody. Hell no. They came there to vibe with the artist in which they came with. So I'm thankful because I had some heads nodding. I had some heads bobbing. I had everybody rocking with my shit. But it wasn't to the level of the people that they came there with and the people that they came to see. And that I understand. I do. That I understand. So after I got off stage, I was thankful because a couple artists came to me. Bro, that shit was tight. Bro, that shit was hard. Yo, where you from? Like, let me get your information. Like, yo, I'm trying to do some features with you. I'm trying to do some videos with you. Like, and that's when I had a chance to drop the bomb that, yeah, I'm not even from around here. Like, I just moved down here. Like, for real? Oh, hell yeah, man. We're going to get you some shit. I was thankful because even being there, I got a chance to network. And after I got off stage, I sat there. And then the time, you know, finally came time for the judges' scores to be tallied up. And I sat there. And I waited. And I waited a little bit more. And then finally, the judges' scores came out. And I got a chance to smile for a second. I got a chance to ease for a second. Not because I won. Because no, I didn't. I didn't win the prizes. I wasn't one of the winners that they selected. You know, crowd reaction meant something. And I told y'all how I was already. But that's okay. That's okay. I made sure to watch intently to enter the winner's circle. And watch the winner's ceremony. As they call each and every single one of them on stage. And they all deserved it. They all deserved it. Everybody that won deserved to win. And I was honored to be there. I really was. And after they got done announcing the winners, I went ahead and I dapped up the DJ. I appreciated him for spinning my records and playing my shit properly. I went ahead and I dapped up the host again, because even the host came up to me after my set and was like, bro, I'm trying to do some features with you. So after the winner's circle came up, I dapped the host up. I said, hey, man, thank you so much for having me at your event. I appreciate you for just allowing me to be here. He said, hey, man, I appreciate you for coming out, dog. He said, hey, man, I know these niggas won or whatever, but fuck that. Like, hit me up, big dog. Tap in, man. I got some shit for you, bro. Hey, man, say less. I can't wait to work with you. You know what I'm saying? It was the opportunity to network and to meet people, and I was so thankful for that. But watching that ceremony for the winners, all it did was put a bigger chip on my shoulder. And it kind of turned. It was what I needed. I needed to lose. I know Vince, you say, but you was depressed all week. Like, you sound like you was losing all week, bro. What's going on? What you mean you needed to lose again? Mm-mm. It's different. When you're taking existential losses that could be in your own mind, losses that could be in your own chest, losses that ain't quote-unquote actual losses, I guess you would say, or just what you perceive it to be as, and you had already at a low point, and you already not feeling like the version of yourself that you are every day, the version of yourself that you've gotten used to. No, I needed to lose that night, because that turned all those losses into a bigger chip on my shoulder, and that loss put that chip right back on my shoulder. It was like, cool, don't nobody believe in me. Don't nobody want to come to see me. Don't nobody want to cheer for my music. Y'all don't want me to win. Cool with me. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to do more. I'm going to show more. I'm going to go eat. If I feel like I'm going all out, I'm going to regroup and go at it again. I needed that actual physical loss. To help refocus my mind and to get me back the direction that I'm fucking going in. Oh my God. Even the loss was like a breath of fresh air. Because after you lose, you don't just walk off the field. No. You watch the winners get their kudos. Mm-mm. And even I knew as I sat in that goddamn chair, I said, that's cool. I don't gotta win tonight. But I'd be damned if this the last time y'all gonna see my face. And I'd be damned if I'm not gonna win. You can't tell me shit. I know I'm unstoppable. I know I'm undefeatable. I know no matter how many stones motherfuckers try to throw, no matter how many losses motherfuckers try to pin, no matter if anybody believes in me, no matter if anybody wants to even see me win, no matter if I have the support or not, you grind harder. You keep going. You prove motherfuckers wrong. I told y'all the last time, I think this is probably about 3 podcasts ago, that this is between me and God. I want to prove God right. And that's still the case. I still want to prove God right. I want to prove myself right. But for the motherfuckers who don't want to see me win, come up, make it, support me, be there, all that good shit, that's fine. I want to prove every last one of you motherfuckers wrong. So I came home last night. I got a chance to eat a little bit. I got a chance to think and regroup a little bit. And then I went to sleep. And I woke up this morning. And it was almost like I watched myself give myself a hand up. Like, come on, nigga. We right back at this shit. And I got up out that bed. And I got to putting in some more applications. So, you know, nigga got a couple interviews set up along this week. And I'm going to have a couple more. So I'm going to have a job by the end of the week. Somebody going to say yes. And if I don't get a yes, that's cool. I'm going to do it again. And then I'm going to get a yes. After I get up this podcast with y'all, I'm about to go inside, finish washing clothes, eat. And then I'll probably work on music for the rest of the night until I go to sleep. Because I'm not done yet. You count me out all you want to. That's fine, but I'm not done yet. It felt good to put Vincent away. Vincent feels too much. Vincent thinks too much. But when Vince gets a chance to stretch his motherfucking shoulders, and Vince gets a chance to go back into his motherfucking bag. Ooh, that's a bad boy right there. That's a bad boy right there. Now, some of y'all may be listening going, that nigga's crazy. You got to watch out for that nigga. That nigga's crazy. Well, absolutely. I'm insane. And don't you ever forget it. Absolutely insane. And don't you ever forget it. Even after I put them goddamn applications in again today, you know what I did after that? I got right back on my laptop and I got right back on my real estate shit. We got goals to reach. We got places to go. Whether anybody thinks we're going to make it there or not, whether anybody's behind me, support me or not, I'm not saying everybody don't support me. Not at all. I'm thankful for the people who do support me. I'm thankful for the people who are there for me. Like I said, that's why the first thing I said was I appreciate the people who checked in on me. I appreciate the people who gave me motivation and encouragement. I thank you so much. But regardless, we got goals to reach. We got shit to do. Hop back on this shit and stay on this shit. It felt good to be knocked down again. It felt good to go down to that low place. That place where you don't want to do shit. That place where you don't want to be around nobody. That place where you just want shit to go right in your life so bad. That place where you really want and think you need that support. And you just, it felt good to go to that place again. Because I'm not the nigga that's going to stay in that place. I'm the nigga who going to claw my way up regardless of who think I'm going to make it up. When I was young, I used to tell myself all the time, I'm going to make it. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do it, but I'm going to fucking do it. And that mentality never left my head. Ever. Never left my head. It just felt so wonderful to have a rejuvenation of it the other night. It felt good to be back. It felt good to have that spark of confidence again. And I'm not even saying I'm all the way back 100% yet. No, not yet. Still feel a little sad, but that's okay. Because we going up. We going right back up. We going right back up to that place that's like, fuck everybody. We got goals to reach. If you believe in me, thank you. If you don't, keep watching. Because just like them people last night who didn't come there to see me, I'm going to give you a motherfucking show. Watch me. And if I see you clapping at the end, that's wonderful. If I see you there with me at the end, that's beautiful. But if not, it's cool with me. We got goals to reach. We got places to go. And I'm gonna fucking get there too. I love you, family. Thank you, family, for tuning in to me again. I know some of y'all is looking at this shit like, it's Sunday. Is that another podcast? That nigga did three this week? Listen, I know I can tell you I've been slipping slack and all that shit like that, but it never meant that I didn't want to talk to y'all, family. I just had to get back in my rhythm again. And who knows? I could wake up tomorrow morning and not be feeling it again. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to remember this motherfucking chip on my shoulder. And I'm going to remember the L that I took at that showcase. And I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go hustle again. I'm going to do more. I'm going to go harder. I'm done with social media. If you see me on there, I'm not scrolling through shit no more. Only thing that's on social media is shit to make a nigga overthink, shit to make a nigga overfeel, shit to make a nigga I ain't got time for that shit. If you see me on social media, it's because I'm posting some shit. I'm advertising myself. It's some shit about the podcast. It's some shit about the music. It's some shit. Nah. Other than that, back grinding for my own goddamn self. Get my mind right. Get my soul right. Get my chest feeling how the fuck it's supposed to feel again. It's all about self-maintenance. When you make yourself better, you're going to make the people around you better too. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. I guess what I mean to tell you is, God damn it, it's good to be back, family. Again, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to me again this week. And like I said, some of y'all still looking at me crazy like, oh my God, another podcast, that's cool. Don't worry, wait till next week. Y'all might get some updates. It might be me on here talking about some more bullshit. I ain't talked about relationship shit in a while. I ain't talked about current events in a while. It's always been Vince, what's going on with Vince? Man, listen, I am more of an actual host than just talking about my damn self all the time. Man, I like to talk about current events too. Play back some of my old podcasts. I like to talk about, man, all my, y'all just wait and see. Just like I said, wait and see, tune in. I love you, family. I will talk to y'all later, family. I believe the washer probably stopped a little while ago, so I got to go pull my shit out the washing machine. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little hungry, too. It's time for me to go handle my shit. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I will talk to y'all later, family. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.